Does anybody know where Pastor Floyd disappeared to? Did he go to the hospital? Okay, I figured, but just double checking. All right. Mission team, come on up. Here, everybody up here. Roger, get up here. Yes, please, come on. Roger. Sam Squanch, wow.
Roger, this way. Oh, dear. Dan, you gotta come this way.
Can you guys squeeze since we're on camera? All right, Team Genesis, we are going to start this morning by sharing with you our work. This is how this is going to go, guys. Listen, okay? We're going to talk about the work sites first. Leave the fun stuff, leave the finished product, leave the God moments outside of this, okay? This is just the work, and Genesis is going to start. So Ronnie and Bella, why don't you guys get together, seeing as how the two of you are working together? Shannon, come on up. And you. There you go. All right.
Oh, man.
I do have my whole team. Team Jonas. Well, not Kevin. That's all right. That's all right. Go ahead. The pictures are rolling. Just go ahead and talk.
Okay. So our house, it was a little covered in weeds and just like a bunch of plants and stuff. So we had to take all of those out, and that's me and Shannon.
In the hole.
Yeah, we had to dig
32-inch deep holes.
Yeah.
And, like, we didn't have the big
auger.
We
didn't have the auger. We didn't have the post hole digger.
So we had to use shovels, and then when the shovels, like when it got too deep, like to use the shovels in the holes, we just ended up using our hands to try and get the dirt out. And then, what did we do after that?
Well, it took us 3 days to build a square, if you ask Gus.
Yeah.
Which it did take us.
It wasn't a square, though.
It was not a square. It's fine. Then we were able to, once we anchored the square, we were able to start moving.
Yeah.
Tell them, here, Gus, you can chat about your fun.
Yeah, I am.
Gus was the only boy on our team.
Yeah, I spent about a day and a half, 2 days digging holes, and then another day teasing Stacy about squares with uneven sides. Kevin and I had a great time. We were great friends. We were helping each other a lot.
This is Ken. Ken is in his 70s and worked circles around every one of us, adults included. He was up and at the site by 6 o'clock at least 3 days that week and worked in 105 degree weather all day. So he was a rock star.
And he never ate lunch.
Didn't eat lunch.
And once the last 2 days when the purple team.
Titans.
Yeah. They came by, they helped us, and they did great. They did great. We all did great. We had a bit of a rough time getting the spindles on the railing, but we got it done.
Can I steal it? So our project had the most specifications because we were in the town of Chillicothe. So we had to be inspected, and it had to be done by code, which is great, except nobody told us that we were only working with like 14-inch rise, and we had no idea what was going on. We couldn't get the square to square correctly. Jeff ended up coming out to help us after Ken built that square probably four times. came out and gave us some expertise, and then we were able to get going on that. And then our spindles, we had 158 spindles to put on. So the ladies all learned the fine art of putting some butt into it, especially Ronnie. Especially Ronnie. I can't get this drill to go. Put some butt into it. Oh, wait. Hey, Ronnie, which way do you want to go, forward or backward? No. This child was always turning her drill so that it would go backwards instead of forward.
You handed it to me backwards.
Baloney! Oh, it's my fault. My fault. And all the girls, and, well, Gus, he already knew what he was doing, but all the girls got to learn the fine art of the saw. Some of them I was more concerned about than others, Ronnie and Bella, because, you know, the saw is up on the table like this, and Ronnie's down here because she's so short. And I'm like, reach, kid. But she did it. Everybody fell into the holes. All the girls fell into the holes we dug. At least once. Some of us more than once. Bella. Bella got wedged into the hole, so that was fun. But this ramp was very challenging, wasn't it? What do you think? You want to say anything, Shannon? This is Shannon. She's my other daughter. She's from York. She was on my team. She got a nickname. Her name is Shekka because she and her best friend, Becca, were inseparable and didn't want to be separated, and so I would just call them Shekka all the time. What is my nickname? Oh, Stacy Bobasi. I forgot. I got a nickname, too. This is Ronald. She got hollered at more than once, so I couldn't just, you know, Ronnie just isn't one of those yelling names, but Ronald, that works. And you probably wouldn't believe this, but Bella hardly shut up the whole week. It's true. She was, it was great. And then Gustafer.
Hi.
Gustafer, he was my right-hand man all week. I don't know what we would have done without you, honestly.
Would have had a hard time building a splinter.
Shut up.
Left hand.
All right, Team Supremes. Who's up for Supremes? You get over here, too.
That sucks to be you.
Actually, yeah, Ralph, come over here.
I don't.
All right, well, you've been fine.
Okay, so when we arrived to the work site, they had two sets of steps, and one they weren't able to go down because it was all concrete and falling out, and the other set was wood, and it was like super, it just wasn't a good set of steps. So we made those sturdy and put them on the back just as an emergency exit because we didn't have any wood to start our ramp. But, yeah, we got attacked by the auger a couple times.
I got attacked.
Roger and Pastor David.
You got anything to see?
Here you go.
Go ahead.
You got lots of pictures up there. Keep talking.
Yeah, keep going.
That's Chase and Roger using the auger. It's when Roger took it out, it kept going, and he lost control of it and wrapped his shirt up.
That hurt.
And then Pastor David dropped it and grabbed the blade.
And then Pastor David dropped the auger and caught it by the blade and cut his arm all up. And I was so we were banned from using the auger.
No, that was the muffler. The muffler had fallen off.
He caught the blade too.
We had great equipment.
Oh yeah, the best.
Lots of pictures.
What did you build?
A ramp.
We built the longest ramp that there was, and then ended up having to extend it even longer.
It's your face.
Oh.
Yeah, say it again.
You talk about
it. I don't know him.
But anyways, we dug all the holes with the pulse hole digger.
Except two.
And then ended up having to move every single one of them by hand. So so Chase was good at that. And Callie. Callie liked to dig. So. And then that is Callie digging holes and. And it was really hot that week. I think it was like 98 degrees all week, it felt like. So if you see pictures without my shirt, I'm sorry, but I couldn't keep it on. It was too hot. So, and there's the pulse hole digger that attacked me. So.
Seems like right about it.
Yeah, that was like right in the area.
Yeah, it was after that hole.
Yeah, after that hole. Yeah, you probably shouldn't walk with it running either. So, but there's the long ramp that it ended up being a 4 feet longer because we messed up. But it was going to be too much of a pitch anyway. So, but the family's name was what was it? Parkers. Yeah, Ralph Parker.
Hold the mic up. Thank you.
I am holding it right to my mouth. So, and. Ralph became best buddies, so that's about it. Where's the...
Oh, that's
the other side. OMG! Tell us what OMG means, too.
Okay, so I was on Team OMG with Anna from York.
We're the team where the adults didn't, like, get majorly hurt.
So we got stuck on the hardest group. We were the painting crew. And, Team OMG means obey my God. And I know we were the blue team. So first we scraped the all the sides of the wall, and we started painting with the yellow color that she had picked out. That's the color over there. So we finished the biggest side of the house on the first day, and then we came back the next day, and the homeowner, Sandy, came out and said, "You know what? I don't like the color."
Yeah, they killed it the first day and then changed the color.
So me and one of the adults, Anthony from Belden, we spent the whole next day going to three different stores to buy paint. We first went to Walmart, and they didn't have it. So we went to Home Depot, and they didn't have it. So we went to Lowe's. And we picked out a blue color. She wanted, like, really light pastel, and I had to bargain her down to a darker color because we had to paint it over top of the yellow, which was caution yellow.
Yeah, pretty bright.
And so that's the color that it ended up being.
Yep.
Me and Becca from York, we were on the higher ladders most of the time, and we ended up painting her barn as well. So Nathan and Andreas were painting the barn. And, yeah. Sandy ended up helping us at the end of the week. She came out and started scraping the walls. And there was also a raccoon hole.
Yep.
So there was a big old hole in the side of our house where raccoons had gone in. And also right above that was birds inside of her, like, gutter guard looking thing. So, and it was also on a hill where we were painting the raccoon hole. So one day while I was painting, I was standing on the ladder, and it was on a very steep hill, and my ladder might have tipped over, and I face planted into the freshly painted wall. I don't think there's a picture up here of it, but
it wouldn't work.
No, that's Becca.
My whole side of my face was covered in paint. Me and Becca were very not as safe as we could have been on the ladders.
Quite honestly, I was surprised there wasn't more falling into
there was paint. There was one time where we had to put the ladder on the chimney, and only one side of the ladder was on it, so the other side was tilting off of it, and it was 16 feet in the air, I think.
Yeah, Anthony was supporting the other side of the ladder, so you guys wouldn't die.
And then we also had to step on the AC unit. We didn't break it, but she gave us permission, but we couldn't reach some spots, so we had to stand on that. But other than that, it was a pretty good week. It was really hard with, like, we had to paint the trim, and we had to sand the one side of the wall. The one side of the wall was completely, like, messed up. The boards were cracked and all that. But, yeah.
All right, Team Titans. Go,
All right, so Team Titans had another wheelchair ramp that we were going to build. Ours was in what used to be...
You want me to start?
No, I'll tell you.
All right, Ellie, you're up.
So
ours used to be a waterway. So when we started digging, we got cinder blocks, sandstone,
About every inch and a half, we ran into a boulder that we had to dig through and dig out. So some of the holes ended up being very large, because an 8x8x16 block came out of one of them.
We dug post holes. So we had to build quite a few post holes, which some of them, after we measured, there was like four of them we measured and had to move them over because they were definitely not there. It wasn't my fault.
Yeah, holes ended up shifting places due to the fact that we were hitting so many boulders. We had to shift the ramp a little bit, a couple inches each way, so some of the holes had to be dug twice. As in the first group, we were very successful the first day of not falling in the empty holes. On day two, when we had the post set in them, Ellie decided she was going to step in it.
That wasn't me, that was Lucy.
Oh, Lucy was going to step in it multiple times. So we had to pick Lucy up out of the hole a couple times.
And then there was the next day, which we had the frame for the ramp. And so we had the frame on the ramp and the concrete plus the post hole, like the post. And she fell in it again. Somehow she was like that. I don't know how she did it. Jennifer, not small.
So our ramp ended up being 18 feet long. We did a platform out. So the homeowner, the grandpa who lives there, is in a wheelchair due to a broken foot that he's been having surgery on, as well as the granddaughter that lives there, who was graduated high school last year, was supposed to go off to the Navy and tore her ACL. So once surgery is complete, she will be going off to be a diesel mechanic. But both of them are in need of the ramp to get out of the house. Once we got there, we also noticed there was some other issues, siding. There was a hole up in the top of the house that water had been getting in. So once we got the ramp to a point where we could have multiple groups split up on it, we ended up breaking off and we've repaired the siding as well.
During the second or first day, I don't remember, the grandpa with the broken foot had the wise idea to go out and mow his lawn and ended up running over a crowbar and fell off the mower. So we had to go pick him off and put him back on the mower.
On our work site, we encountered Diesel.
Cutest dog that's not mine.
So Diesel was our mascot for the week. He was a rather large dog, a little intimidating to look at first, but the friendliest thing ever. The kids spoiled him to death throughout the week. That dog ate biscuits and gravy. It ate scrambled eggs. It had everything that we had the day before, ended up going to the work site for Diesel to eat.
It had a turkey dinner.
And when we would leave, we left the job site on day one. We got back day two. As we pulled down the street, Diesel ran alongside of us down the street. So we got back to the work site, and the grandma came out, and she's like, "Oh, Diesel's back." And I said, "Diesel's back?" She said, "Yeah, when you guys left last night, Diesel disappeared." So when we left the site every night, Diesel would roam the neighborhood and not come home. But the minute our car came down the street, Diesel followed the car back to the house. So I'm hoping Diesel's back home.
You can stay up here, or you can sit close, but be close. Thanks for the recap, everybody. I'm going to read our scripture this morning, which comes from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 8 through 11. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong all of the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let's skip ahead to the message, Sharon, real quick, and then we'll do sharing the fun. Is that going to mess you up too bad? It was a lot of fun. One evening when we were gathering for our nightly devotions, our head chef, mission mom, nurse, taxi, reminder of the all the things, Tanya, came to us with a vision that she had of concentric circles, of ripples. Because our work might seem small, but we were leaving little droplets everywhere we went on this mission trip. Now, I just want you to picture looking at a body of water just as it starts to rain, you know, especially the big drops where the ripples are real big, and then some of them are really tiny, and the ripples are less big, but they still move. I just want you to have that picture in your mind, because it started, all of this started, when we started planning for Oak Hill. We came together as a group. We were few at that point, but we were starting to gain some momentum. And when it was time to say, yay, we're ready, we're going to Oak Hill, Oak Hill said, no, you're not. Okay, all right, let's regroup. Poor Dan. Dan, Anna, and Shannon over here are our extended family now from York. They can't get rid of us. Dan was the one putting all of this together, and he's like, okay, what are we going to do? And we ended up in Chillicothe. And I can't tell you how amazing that change was. Because I think that's what got us more kids to say yes. We weren't going out of state yet. I think that's what got more adults excited to go with us. But I think the community that we served needed us. Maybe. So we built ramps. We did three of them, and we painted a house for people who needed them. But I'm not talking about those people. You've heard about them, and you'll hear about them as we wrap up today. But I'm talking about the diesels. I'm talking about, what was your lady's name, Dorothy? Dorothy. I'm talking about Kellen, Chase, Ronnie, and Kendall. I'm talking about Bella deciding to be baptized. Because all of those drops, all of those things that we dropped into that water have created this ripple. And now we are seeing the payoff. We are seeing God moving in the lives of these kids and creating new connections and new relationships through Christ. We were able to bless a dog with biscuits and gravy. I mean, come on. Jeff's lady, Dorothy, on one of the last days, she said, I always wanted to be a missionary. I always wanted to do this. And he said, it is never too late. I'm 40 years old, and this is my second one. And she wanted information. Those are the ripples. Those are the ripples. Jeff's like, I was just building a ramp. I wasn't, you know, I was just doing what I was supposed to be doing. You were doing God's work. I'm talking about giving these kids a safe place and a safe family to come to. Kids to come out of their shell. Ellie and Bella hit it off. Those two were inseparable when they weren't on their work sites. If I needed Bella, she was with Ellie. If I needed Ellie, she was with Bella. I'm going to start calling you Bella. Belle. I'm going to call you Belly. I was getting there. That's it. Sheka and Belly. I love it. It was even that night. And our last night there, it was an emotional night. We got together every night to do devotions, and it was late, and I was tired. We were all tired. But that last devotion, we gathered for communion together. we all shared something. We really dug deep. But it was after that. It was midnight when one of my girls, not my physical girls, but one of my extended girls, came to me in tears. Scared to death for what salvation looks like for her dad, who doesn't believe. And while we talked for a few minutes, I gathered all the girls. We were all in one big room together. I do snore, apparently, by the way. So does Jen. So does Ellie. Yes, because when she left, you were sleeping in her bed snoring like a box of rocks. Ronnie talks. Yeah, but Ronnie screams in the middle of the night. Dead asleep is great. I'm dead asleep. Oh, finally asleep. Everybody's quiet. Middle of the night, I hear, Stacy! What? Ronnie, what's wrong? What's wrong? Okay. So we got to know each other really well. So I gathered those girls together, and we chatted about salvation, and we chatted about what you can do for others to illustrate salvation. You don't have to push it down their throats, right? But you can be a beacon. I think the best night was praying with all of those girls, hand in hand, sobbing like babies because we were all crying. It was late. We were hot. So guys, you have been droplets and you've created ripples. And I pray that you see the benefit of those ripples every day from now until the next trip, because there will be a next trip. We're going to Oak Hill next year. God willing. God willing. All right. Let's talk about some fun. Come on up, kids. Adults, you're fine unless you want to hop up. Grab a mic. Yeah. So this is Ronnie signing the board. We all, on our team, all of us signed one of the deck boards on the ramp. Because Miss Phyllis was fabulous, but she lived alone, and she was housebound. So this ramp allowed her to come out of her home for the first time in years without being assisted. Yes, that's me with my busted finger. I was not happy.
She was opening a box of knives and cut her finger.
No, she was and then cut open the wood.
Yes, I was. I opened the knife. It was brand new, right?
Oh, yeah, she was.
And then I was trying to cut the...
She was trying to open, like, a pack of spinach or something. And for some reason, she had her finger under, like, in front of the plate.
Didn't... You said... You spoke to me, and I turned, and I lost my... It's Gus's fault.
It's my fault.
It is Gus's fault. Okay. I was just holding on to that.
You were holding the knife.
She got blood all over the wood.
And everybody left me. Everybody left me. Bella was kind enough to get the first aid kit open for me, but Ronnie's like, and Shannon, she disappeared immediately. I knew she was going to be gone. And Bella's just like, well, what do you need? I'm like, give me some water so I can wash everything off. But you don't trust these guys in an emergency, please.
I was busy helping Ken.
You were busy helping Ken.
He was busy actually.
All right, talk about some fun stuff. Here, yes, fun. Somebody,
well,
anybody.
Talk about your question.
Oh, what pictures?
Okay, so this is our house owner, Phyllis, coming out on the ramp for the first time on the last day when we got done. And Gus made, like, flower beds or something to put, like, on the rails. Yeah.
Yeah. She was a gardener.
Yeah, she was a gardener before she got into a wheelchair, so, yeah. Yeah, and yeah.
She has every all over her basket.
She's like an organized hoarder.
Mm-hmm.
Or like
a collector.
She's like a collector.
A collector. But like she has like a bunch of Christmas stuff. Like a lot of Christmas stuff and a lot of baskets and a lot of books. I think that whole bookshelf was like cookbooks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Miss Phyllis was a woodworker, so she had all sorts of beautiful gadgets and trinkets that she made.
Yeah.
And she collected tea sets, little, you know, teacup and saucers. And the back room, which I didn't get a picture of, was just wall-to-wall tea sets. And then there was a room to the left of that back room that was, again, wall-to-wall tea sets. And all in, like, holders that she made, like wooden display things. It was really interesting to hear her story, more so to see her get out of her house with little assistance, except for when she almost went off the sidewalk. But there's nothing we can do about the sidewalk, so it was beautiful. Again, just signing the board. You got anything to say? All right, well, you're up next, so get ready. This is Team Titans and Team Genesis together, because we would not have finished our project without the help of Jeff's team. They came on the last day to give us some assistance, thankfully, which gave us, I think we finished with, what, 57 minutes to spare? Holy cats. We would not have done it without them and without Ken. You guys, I mean, he was pretty great, wasn't he? Ken was amazing. Oh!
It's Jenny. Okay.
You named her.
So, we named our cat Genesis. But we nicknamed her Jenny. And she came in, like, the middle of the week.
At lunch.
Yeah. And, no, it was before lunch.
Yeah, it was, like,
and an hour after we got there. Yeah, we heard meowing in the front yard. So, me and Bella, we were just, like, walking around the front yard. And we saw this cat trying to get in, like, the fence, and so we opened the fence, and she wouldn't leave us. Like, she would just stay in the backyard, and she would play with all the other cats in the neighborhood, and there was this one cat that was, like, the bully of the streets, and he was pretty mean. Yeah, a couple times. But, so that was me feeding her a French fry for lunch. But she was a pretty great cat. That's pretty much all I gotta say about her.
Jenny was great. You can keep going, Sharon. This is all just finished product. Anybody else?
It's all mixed up.
I know it's all mixed up.
There's Shannon and Ellie sleeping on the job.
That was Lucy, not me.
Oh, that was? Oh, okay. Well, that was
Lucy and Ellie.
Oh, my bad.
So when we were almost done with our deck, we signed a board as well, all of us. And as our homeowner, Ralph, was walking down, he was preaching to us and that he had given up, like hoping for a ramp because he's been wanting it for so long. And he just thought no one would come because, like, it's like in the middle of nowhere. He was like, I'm just going to be stuck in my house for the rest of my life. But then he was so thankful that we came and were able to do the ramp for him, and he really enjoyed it.
What? Somebody talk about Great Wall.
No, hold on. So at the end of the week, our homeowner Sandy was like, "I want to buy you lunch." So she bought us Canes, and she went all out. She got like a bunch of stuff that we really didn't need. She bought like 7 2-liters of pop, 9 packs of cookies. It was just crazy. And she was talking to us about how thankful she was. And it was a good experience. That's our group, and that's Sandy on the side. She didn't get the memo to hold up 4. That was our team thing. So in, like, all the photos that at least I'm in, I'm holding up 4. And we had to make a sign. That's the day we left. And it says TMG, and it has our handprints on it. And it has Sandy's handprint on it, too. Yeah, and then we had to get team shots in front of the church. And my mom almost got ran over by a car, but it's okay.
She put a chair
in the street while cars were coming. That's us all asleep in the car.
Mm-hmm. That's on the way to Great Wolf
Lodge. That was on the way to Great Wolf Lodge. So for our recreation day on Wednesday, we went to Great Wolf Lodge in Cincinnati. And that was really fun. me and Ronnie were by ourselves most of the time, and then everyone was in little groups. And by the end of it, Kellen and Chase came home with us in the car, and we were playing games, just having fun. And then every night in devotions, we had skits that we did. My team skit was the best, I'm just saying. Y'all's were scary. So the Genesis team thought it was going to be funny to lead us down the hallway in the middle of the night and scare us. Like, it was dark. And scare us. And that was...
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, right?
Anyways, but my skit was about the 99 sheep and then the one going missing, and I was the shepherd. I carried. We had to use very, very good props. And yeah, it was overall just super fun devotions and stuff. Like the first night we got there, we all played a big game of hide and seek. And so, yeah.
Great stuff. Oh, and the best picture, the most epic picture of the week comes from Ellie. That's going to be framed and put somewhere. Maybe he'll use that as his Lowe's picture at Lowe's. And it's all right. We know who it is, right? We know who it is. All right, guys, this is the time where you're going to answer those questions that I asked you to answer, right? I want you to tell me about your God moment and what you learned, and be kind of quick about it. You get to start.
Okay, so my God moment this week was when, at the end of our trip, when our homeowner decided that she wanted to start doing mission work and that we inspired her to do that. Is that it?
What did you learn? What's changed your life about that?
That trip is that what changed my life is that they were, like, a lot of those people were just kind of giving up hope that nobody could come and get that, like, nobody could come and help them. And God just kind of swooped in and saved the day, and we ended up going in and helping them.
Go ahead,
Jan. My God moment was the Team Titans coming to help us at the end of the week. And what I learned was that those post holes were a lot easier to fall in than I thought. So, yeah.
So, my God moment was...
There isn't even a hole there.
Anyways, so on Thursday... We had a Thanksgiving, and so before, I went, like, I was sitting at a table, and I told Kendall, and I told Jeff, and everybody else that was at my table.
Not Stacy. I was nowhere to be found.
You were on the phone with someone.
I was not there. I'm just saying.
But anyways, so I told everybody that I was going outside in the car to go and get my sweatshirt. And I left my phone in the room where everybody else was. And so I go outside, and I get my sweatshirt, and the door's locked. And the door is, like, far away from where everybody else was. There was, like, a long hallway, and there was a kitchen, and then there was the room that everybody was in. So they couldn't hear me banging on the door. And, of course, all the windows were just a little bit higher than what I could reach. So I had to go all the way around the church and go to the door. And keep in mind, we were in, like, a pretty bad alley. So I probably could have gotten, like, stolen or something. Yeah. And then I was banging on the door, and they were all already eating and completely forgot about me. And Kendall, like, opens the door, and she was like, "Where were you?" And I was like, "I was outside for 20 minutes, and no one noticed that I was gone." But anyways, that was my God moment when Kendall let me inside, because I thought that was it for me. I didn't know. And... what I learned, or, like, what changed, was I made a bunch of new friends, and, yeah, that's pretty much it. But I made some pretty good friends,
and I got closer with Kendall and Chase and Kellen, and we all became pretty close pals. That's pretty much it.
Good job. Go ahead, Gus.
Okay, so I had something I was going to say, and then I just forgot entirely what it was about 2 seconds ago. So I'm just going to wing it. I was really grateful to just have good working showers. We had comfortable enough beds to work for a week. We had enough. It was kind of hot in the room we were sleeping in, but it was doable. It was an AC unit. There was our own, we had our own thermostat we could use. It was, we had outstanding food. It was amazing. And I'm just really grateful for all the stuff that kept us alive out there. Good enough water. It was 105 degrees out there.
What'd you learn?
I learned the difference between a regular drill and a impact driver. I was grabbing the impact driver just to get the little tiny screws in there. I had no idea what it was. So I over-drilled about 3 of them. They're about 1 inch into the board. I learned a whole bunch about a whole bunch of new people. It was, everything about it was amazing.
Great. Love it. Thank you. Go ahead, Bob.
So my God moment was that I actually talked.
Yeah, a lot. A lot. I love it.
And how this trip impacted my life was I learned to watch my surroundings, like, really closely.
Thank you.
That's about it.
Good. I love it. Go ahead, Ralph.
My God moment is that I made a few friends when I was there, and that one of them is an older Ralph.
I love it.
Just a little bit older. And there's 2 more, Nathan and Andreas. And I learned that, what did I learn? One moment. Oh, yeah, you can't trust Roger with an auger.
All right, good to know.
Okay, so my God moment was at Great Wolf Lodge when Roger, Anthony, Pastor David, my dad, and I decided to go down the family slide. And that we didn't die because we about drowned the lifeguard because of how much water got pushed out of the slide, and that we almost fell out of the slide. So that we were all safe. And then what I learned is not to take the little things for granted, because I just thought, oh, just a little ramp, but I didn't realize this is the only way he could get out of his house and see, like, his family and stuff, so.
Okay. Go ahead, Kay.
All right, so my God moment, which made everybody teary-eyed at the last day. You're welcome.
That's going to be for you all.
My God moment was we were painting the house.
Here, preemptive. Come on, you can do
okay.
It.
Okay. So we were painting the house.
I can't speak. You can do it. Come on. You have to do it. It's better from you. Come on, you can do it. Don't say we were painting the house again, because our.
Okay. So we were listening to music, and the song I Could Only Imagine came on. And if you don't know, that song is really special to the Rising and the Moore family and
Babs
and our family. And in that moment, I could feel that Mr. Babb was there with God next to me talking about all the good work that we were doing. And it was just really amazing to feel that. To feel that again, because I haven't seen him or, like, felt him in a few years.
Larry loved the mission heroes. Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
And then what I learned was that even though you have a lot of mess ups on our work site, to never let it get to you, and that never trust kids around anything sharp. Because Nathan stepped on a board that had a nail in it, and it went
right next to his foot, but through his shoe. So that was another God moment, but yeah, don't trust anybody with anything sharp.
Thanks, guys. Hey, Jeff, will you come up? Roger, will you come up? And Jen, will you come up? You guys can go sit down. These are my people. Come on up. Come on up. Go ahead. You guys can go sit down. Yeah. This is it, guys. This is it. Thanks for sticking with us in the long haul. Just as adults, I think it's really important that we take a moment to share a little bit of our experience and answer those questions as well. As I said during our last night together, that I think the most overwhelming personal thing for me was conquering the limitations that I knew I had. Going down there, I was worried about how I would physically react to the work, and would I be able to be out there on the job site every day? Would I be able to be give them my all? And except for slicing my finger open once, I did pretty good. I did walk away with about 18 bruises and a couple of scratches, but it's fine. And I think that was a testament, and it was something that I wanted the kids to see, that, you know, it was a huge challenge in front of me, and we made it through. It was fine. And God blessed me with all of you through that week. And I think the thing that I learned the most this week is just how cool you all are. I get tired of, you know, being surrounded by Callie and Kendall all the time, because that's, you know, it's just the three of us 95% of the time. And we get on each other's nerves a lot, but I forgot how cool my kids are and how cool their friends are and how cool teenagers in general are. And to see them excited to share and to serve and to go next year, I have no words. So thank you, Jesus, for that.
So the God moment for me was a two-part. So like they said earlier, our homeowner decided to mow the grass and turned a corner as he hit a tree stump and a crowbar and fell off the mower while it was running. And every one of the kids on our work site immediately jumped up from what they were doing, ran over and assisted getting him up, getting him towels so he could wipe the blood off his forehead. But seeing all of them just jump in at the spur of the moment to help him out. Then the second one was, you know, on day, I think it was day three, we were out. We ran out of screws. So it's like 2:00. We could have went back and showered and got ready before the rest of the crew came back, but the kids decided they wanted to go help Stacy and Ken's team out. So we went over there, helped on their ramp. Same thing on the next day. Halfway through the day, we had finished our ramp, and every one of them said, let's go back. Let's pitch in and get the other ramp knocked out. So we were able to get that finished 56-ish minutes before the deadline. And then kind of what I learned was the little things mean a lot to different people. So whether it be a ramp, whether it be on Wednesday when the rest of the crew went back and had lunch back at the church, our crew decided to stay at the work site and we had lunch with the family. That is where we got to talk to Dorothy and find out that she wanted to get into mission work herself. So we were able to get her information over to the local church there to hopefully get that going for her.
Okay, so my God moment was I had to take a car for a work thing that I had in the middle of the trip, and the driver, you know, was asking me what I was doing, and to make a long story short, he was from Africa, and his adventure in the United States started very rough. He was homeless, and he actually went to a Methodist church in Indianapolis, and they taught him English, and they gave him a job, and he became very emotional and asked me to share that with the kids that were working, telling them that they don't know what a difference they can make, even if it's something small. So that was a really nice moment for us. What I learned is that these kids could actually get along. They were very respectful and gracious, and, you know, sometimes we think that we're, you know, losing that kind of quality in our younger people, but I definitely saw this during the mission trip that we are not. They were amazingly wonderful people.
All right.
My God moment was, there was a couple of them. First was when Ralph...
Have to leave it in front of your face. You can't gesture.
Whenever Ralph first worked out, I walked out on the deck and was in tears, and that was a real joy to see. And then watching the kids grow, and at the end, I think it was Becca saying that she wouldn't want any other group to go on the mission trip but us. That made you feel good. And then I learned that I actually can teach kids something. So, and that's usually how to do something wrong. So.
At least it's something.
So, that's about it. Huh? I did. Right. I did it wrong, and then you learn by my doing it wrong. That's right. And measure once. Or measure twice, wow. Cut once. Cut once.
There we go. Yeah, don't. Don't.
Yeah. You know, I explained it, and you didn't listen. So. That's it.
You good?
I'm good.
Well, thanks, guys, for being here today. Thank you so much for supporting this trip with your prayers and your gifts. We could not have done this without you. We will begin towards the end of this year fundraising for next year because we are going on another trip. Because these kids deserve to be able to go and serve and to fulfill that part of their heart. And the way that you can continue to support these kids is to show them, right? Tell them how wonderful they are and the great job they're doing and celebrate their accomplishments and just remind them that they are loved and they have people that they can come to anytime. And that God loves them and you can't get away from it, right? So let's pray together as we go out today. Wait a minute. What? I feel like I'm in trouble. I feel like I'm in trouble. Oh, okay. This is from Pastor, an update on Ruth. She is in good spirits. They're doing x-rays right now, and I told her you kids were praying for her. So blessings. Thank you for sharing that.